The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the one true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On one occasion I was visiting with a woman. She had had a miscarriage maybe a month beforehand. And it was a terrible loss for her and for her husband. And I remember she said to me, she said, Father, I think God did this to us because we'd been intimate with each other before marriage. And I remember my heart went out for her and I just said, God's not like that. I mean, God would never do that. But I actually think that's fairly common where someone suffers a terrible trial and they say, you know, this is God punishing me. Right, God's getting revenge for the things that I did in my past. And you think, not even a decent human parent would ever do such a thing to their child. And yet, sometimes people think that God would treat us that way. Or sometimes people they're terrified of God. I mean, really afraid of surrendering to Him. You know, abandoning themselves into His arms because, gosh, what if He asks too much of me? You know, what if He takes advantage of me if I really give myself to Him? I remember for years, I thought that God was that demanding master who harvested where He didn't plant and gathered where He didn't scatter. And what freedom it was when He finally broke through that lie for me. Satan has been doing this from the very beginning. He does not want us to know who God truly is. Right? Lying to our first parents. Why? Because as our Lord says today, this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God. And ultimately, Satan just doesn't want us to know that God really is love. And so God sends His Son to the world to reveal the Father to us. The Father and I are one. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. My brothers and sisters, so often, without even realizing it, we carry these misconceptions of the Father. You know, maybe from things that we suffered in our past, perhaps our relationship with our own parents. And our Lord Jesus Christ wants to obliterate in us every lie, every falsehood that we have of who God is, so that we can be set free. Our Lord says on one occasion, no one knows the Father except the Son. It's one of the deepest truths He wants to reveal to us. The closer we draw to Him, the more He will break through all that falsehood. And it's a grace that we should ask Him, Lord, allow me to know Your Father as He truly is.